Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Jazz, and that's a tune that went down particularly well last Friday night at the Three Tons at Into Something. And with that in mind, it's a very good morning to Brett and Claire. Hope you're both well this morning. Hello also to Nathan and Jazz Allen, because after Friday night I went to Cole's Corner on Sunday afternoon, had a great time there playing some tunes. It was a lovely atmosphere. There will be another one at the beginning of January, Nathan informs me, so we're looking forward to that one as well. It's Sunday afternoons from about 1 o'clock on Abbeydale Road. Anyway, that was Oscar Pettiford on Fontana Records from 1959, and the tune was Why Not? That's What, sort of response to Miles Davis's So What, as I'm sure you could tell by the modal nature of the tune, and a real swinger, which, as I say, went down an absolute treat down at the Three Tons. Anyway, it was Alan Baczynski on trumpet, Eric Nordstrom on tenor saxophone, Lewis Hulmand on the vibraphone, Jan Johansson on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Jorn Elnif was playing the drums. And before the next tune, just to mention that next Saturday night at the Greystones pub in Greystones in Sheffield, it is Montuno and their legendary Funk and Soul Review, the 14th year they've been doing this. It's from 8 o'clock and it features Nathan as the DJ, so guaranteed great live music and great music on record too. It is £15 entry at the Greystones pub, Saturday the 20th of December from 8 till late. Unfortunately I can't make it this week, but I'm sure it will be a great event nonetheless. Next tune up sort of reminds me of the first one we played this second hour. It's the Buck Clark Sound from their Argo album of that name, and it is a tune called Feel, and this was recorded live in 1961 at the Washington Jewish Community Center, and it features Buck Clark on the bongos and congas, Charles Hampton is on flute, alto and piano. We also hear on this tune Lenny Kujay on the vibes and marimba, Dwayne Austin on bass, and Billy Hart is playing the drums. It is Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Evans, it's Sheffield Live, where you can hear all the best music every Sunday morning between 9 and 11. A nice song to play in the middle of December here in the UK. That is Pieces of a Dream from their debut self-titled album, and that was Warm Weather. This is Spinning Jazz.
We'll be right back.
title track from the album Happy Ground from 1989 on Muse Records. That's the sound of Johnny Lytle on the Vibes, Houston Person on tenor saxophone, Melvin Sparks on guitar, David Brahm on the organ, Peter Martin Weiss on the bass, Greg Bandy on drums, and Sammy Figueroa on the congas. Happy Ground, one of the final Muses that came out, not including the reissues, on vinyl. They were just issuing CDs by the time that came around, and occasionally you'd find an album that came out on vinyl as well. There was a couple of Jimmy Ponders, I think, at that time, featuring John Patton, which are worth checking out if you get the chance. But yeah, that's Johnny Lytle from 1989, recorded at the legendary Van Gelder studio. We're moving to Johannesburg next, 1979, on the Sun record label. This is an album called Did You Tell Your Mother, by a fantastic pianist called Tete Mbambisa, and he's joined on here on tenor and flute by Basil Coetzee. We're also going to hear the bass of Zulu Bidi and the drums of Monty Weber. This is the majestic Irene. Thank you. Soul Brotherhood, that's Dave in Liverpool and Stu in Widnes. Hope you're both well and all your families as well this Sunday morning. And from South Africa, we're moving to Japan, 1970. This is the Freedom Unity from their album Down by the Naked City. And this is a tune written by Takeru Morioka. It's called The Equator, and the full lineup of the Freedom Unity is Hiroshi Suzuki on trombone, the aforementioned Takeru Morioka on tenor saxophone, Hiramasa Suzuki is on the piano, Kunimitsu Inaba is on bass, and Akira Ishikawa is playing the drums. How's that, Dave, for my attempts at Japanese pronunciation? This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, Sheffield Live. We'll be right back. in Hollywood in 1981. That's Cecil McBee's tune, Wilpon's Walk, from Chico Freeman's album Destiny's Dance on Contemporary Records. And you heard Chico Freeman on the tenor saxophone, Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Bobby Hutcherson on the vibes, Dennis Mormon on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Ronnie Burridge on the drums, and Paulino Da Costa was on percussion. That's it. Thanks for listening. This is Pete Evans signing off. Hope you have a great week. See you next Sunday at 9 for another Spinning Jazz.
Com saudade de Maria eu passo a vida a sofrer. Eu não quero outra Maria, eu quero essa, eu sei porquê. Penso nela noite e dia, o que é que eu vou fazer? Eu não perco essa mania de Maria pra viver. Maria, Maria, onde é que você vai? Maria, Maria, vai pra casa do papai. Maria, Maria, onde é que você vai? Maria, Maria, vai pra casa do papai. Casa do papai, Maria, Maria, onde é que você vai? Maria, Maria, vai pra casa do papai. Com saudade de Maria eu passo a vida a sofrer. Eu não quero outra Maria, eu quero essa, eu sei porquê. Penso nela noite e dia, o que é que eu vou fazer? Eu não perco essa mania de Maria pra viver. Maria, Maria, onde é que você vai? Maria, Maria, vai pra casa do papai. Maria, Maria, onde é que você vai? Maria, Maria, vai pra casa do papai. Tá.